Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I want to do a little football exercise. We'll get back to the Royals in just a bit. Check out the podcast page from yesterday because we went through the Pro Football Focus top 10 rankings on offense. So they have done every position in the National Football League, and they have ranked them 1 through 32. I don't want to go through every single player in the National Football League, so we have just narrowed it down to top 5. We did offense yesterday. Let's do the defensive side. 4, interior defensive linemen. Number 1, they have Chris Jones. Number 2, Dexter Lawrence. Number 3, Cam Hayward. Number 4, Quinnen Williams. Number 5, Jalen Carter for the Philadelphia Eagles. This might be the most solid 1 through 5 that we've done so far in this. I will point this out. I think that Jalen Carter is really, really, really close to being number 1 on this list. I don't think he's there right now. I don't think he is the best player at his position. He's about 2 years from being the best player at his position. He has been an absolute game changer early on in his career, and that's kind of what we knew. Now, there are some off-the-field character issues with Jalen Carter, but there was no question on whether or not he could play football. It was just going to be, did he get drafted to the right team, the right situation? He certainly got drafted to the right situation. He might be their best defensive player. He's had a phenomenal start to his career.
I mean, I think he should be 2 on that list. I mean, I'm not going to fight if he's at 4. I mean, I would definitely take Jalen Carter over Cam Hayward. Maybe that's just at this point in their career. I would definitely take Jalen Carter over Dexter Lawrence at this point in their career. I think we're maybe a year and a half away from saying he's better than Chris Jones. I agree with you. But for this year, I would take Jones over him. But, I mean, Jalen Carter is really, really good at football. I think it was James Palmer who said he's not too far away from surpassing Chris Jones. He said on this show last year, and he may have already done it. But, yeah, that's a really solid grouping. Carter may be a little undervalued.
Very important thing to note. Chris Jones took a massive dip in sacks last year. Over the last 3 years, Chris Jones had 15.5 sacks, had 10.5 sacks last year. He had 5 sacks last season. So just looking at...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At this Chiefs defense, how do they get the pressure back from Chris Jones? How do they get him back to being a double-digit sack guy? I think it's going to be important, but Chris Jones certainly deserving of being the number one interior defensive lineman in the National Football League. Let's go to the outside. Let's go to the DNs. Number one, Myles Garrett. Number two, Micah Parsons. Number three, T.J. Watt. Number four, Nick Bosa. Number five, Aiden Hutchinson. I'd probably move Bosa down just because of the injury concerns, and I'd probably move Max Crosby up into the top five. But another list that's very, very difficult to argue with, I do think these are the best pass rushers in the National Football League.
I also would say if we're going to move Bosa around because of health, shouldn't we be doing the same thing to Aiden Hutchinson? Like, he had a gruesome injury last year. Like, I know there was talk, hey, if they make the NFC title game, watch out. He may be back in a situational. If they make the Super Bowl, I mean, that was all talk. We'll never know. They didn't make it to those points. He had a bad injury. He's one of those injuries that you don't want to rewatch on YouTube because kind of makes you queasy. I think he can come back because he's 24, 25 years old, but I'm going to need to see it before I put him as a top five pass rusher considering his health. But outside of that, I got no real major beef with that list. I mean, I guess Parsons is unique because he could be outside or inside, but when on the outside, he's an absolute freak show.
Yeah, I thought Hutchinson had a chance at Defensive Player of the Year last year. The injury just removed him from that conversation, and you're right. Let's see how he bounces back. Let's see how healthy he gets, but very high on Aiden Hutchinson coming into this year if he can go back to being healthy. This is what Pro Football Focus has as the top five linebackers in the National Football League. Fred Warner with the San Francisco 49ers, Zach Brown with the Philadelphia Eagles, Bobby Wagner with the Washington Commanders, Roquan Smith with the Ravens, and Dre Greenlaw with the Denver Broncos. I'm looking at this right now. They don't have Nick Bolton in the top 10 on linebackers on here on Pro Football Focus. Let me see if I can find where he is. He is at 13th on their list. They have Nick Bolton at 13 on their list. He is right behind Blake Cashman and Quincy Williams for the New York Jets. That top five list, I think Warner is the best linebacker in the National Football League. This feels like the right list to me. I also just think it goes to show you, like, if we're talking about these, like Bobby Wagner at 35 years old, he's still top three. Roquan Smith, the guy, like, you're big on not paying linebackers. When you look at this top five in comparison to all the other position groups that we've named so far, it does make sense why you don't value spending a lot of money at this position.
So you're right about the top five. I don't think Nick Bolton should sniff the top five, but I think Nick Bolton's better than 13. Nick Bolton's probably 10, 9, 10. I'd have to look at the whole list, but that's probably where I'd put him as I eyeball it. I know this year when he signed his contract, Chiefs fans felt he was a top five linebacker. He's not, but I think he's better than 13, but I think that's kind of the area where he should be. I think he's a little undervalued, but he's not better than Zach Bond. He's definitely not better than Fred Warner. Bobby Wagner is just ageless. I think he might go in the Hall of Fame one day.
I think Bobby Wagner is going to the Hall of Fame.
I think he's the last, like he and Fred Warner, the last great wow middle linebackers in football. But yeah, I'm in a weird position where I think Nick Bolton is undervalued, but I think his value is probably at 8, 9, 10, not 13.
Yeah, I just think, honestly, when it comes to Bolton, it's just been a while since he's had just one of those kinds of season. Like, he's only really had one of those years. I mean, he's been a good player, certainly no question. But in 2022, I mean, he had 180 tackles that season. 180. He hasn't had that many in the last 2 years if you add them together. He had 106 last year and had 60 in 2023. So I'm with you. I think Nick Bolton, when healthy, is a phenomenal player. It's just been a while since he's been that guy where he's just flying around, constantly making plays, an absolute disruptor. But he is now 25 years old, entering the prime of his career, entering the fifth year on a defense. if he's healthy this year, certainly a reason to expect that Nick Bolton kind of gets back to being that player for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go to cornerback. At corner, number one, Sauce Gardner. Number two, Patrick Surtain. Number three, Trent McDuffie. Number four, Jalen Johnson. And number five, Derek Stingley Jr. I don't have any issue with the top five. I don't have any issue with how they are positioned. I think these are the five best corners in the National Football League. I think they got this right on who the five best corner is in order. I think Sauce Gardner is the best corner in the National Football League. I'd put Surtain at second. I think McDuffie is three. Yeah, this is right to me. Pro Football Focus did a really good job on this side.
What is it the kids say? 10 of 10, no notes? They nailed that one. I think maybe if we're basing it just on last year, Sauce wasn't the best, but Sauce is the best corner in football. So yeah. 10 of 10, no notes. Good job, Pro Football Focus.
I also think it's really important to note if you're looking at it through a, I guess, Chiefs perspective. I mean, Pat Surtain got paid. Jalen Johnson got paid. Derek Stingley Jr. got paid. Now, we're waiting on a Sauce Gardner contract. He is also in line to get paid this offseason. We'll see what that bag looks like. If you want to keep Trent McDuffie, it is just unavoidable. It is unavoidable if you want to keep Trent McDuffie. You're going to have to pony up. It's not going to be cheap to keep a top three, top five corner in the National Football League like he is. He's played three seasons in the National Football League. He's been all pro in two of those years. You're not getting a top flight elite corner on a team-friendly deal. That ain't how this works. Now, maybe the Chiefs simply walk away from the contract. That's certainly within their right to do so, or they trade him and they try to get back some value. But you got a premier player at a premium position in the National Football League. It usually costs. Let's move to safety, the last position on the defense. Number one, they have Kyle Hamilton. Number two, they have Xavier McKinney. Number three, Jesse Bates. Number four, Antoine Winfield Jr. with Tampa Bay. And number five, Brian Branch. Those are who they have as the five best safeties in the National Football League. Kyle Hamilton is just a dog. You want to talk about a football player, a guy that can just fly around and do a lot of things. The Ravens have Kyle Hamilton. They also added Malachi Starks from the Georgia Bulldogs. He's going to be in that defense. Just the Ravens, they just make very, very solid draft picks, very solid acquisitions. They're always into the conversation of being one of the best defenses in the league. That's certainly not changing anytime soon. They have two of the best secondary players in the league, in my opinion.
I mean, Chiefs fans should rejoice because it went their way. But Kyle Hamilton has had one bad half that I've ever seen him play football. And it was the first half of the AFC title game in 2024. Travis Kelce abused him for 30 minutes of football. And then Kyle Hamilton got to halftime, took his helmet off, got some water, and came back out and was a dog the rest of that game. It didn't matter. The Chiefs won. But outside of one 30-minute window, Kyle Hamilton is like a really – he's the closest thing we've seen to Eric Berry since Eric Berry. And Eric Berry was the closest thing to Ed Reed since Ed Reed. Like, he's in that type of safety quality.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.